This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Gemini Full Moon. The full moon takes place on December 11th, 2019 at 9:12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and on December 12th, 2019 at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5:12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 19 degrees Gemini 51 minutes, 19 degrees Sagittarius 51 minutes. The Gemini full moon promises a whirlwind of monumentally useful information. Sure, clouds of confusion are whipping up too, but they don't have the staying power of this moon's gifts. This emotional harvest is full of productive soul searching and important emotional utterances with long-lasting impact. Soul searching, staying power, involving Gemini, indeed. The skies are so focused on the concrete, the practical, and the long term that even Gemini is on board. This is the chattiest full moon of the year, and the noise level is high. Gemini's ruler, Mercury, is in energetic Sagittarius, which only adds to the loud and boisterous atmosphere. Everybody has an opinion or four, and no one's holding back. A lot of what's flying around is driven by emotion instead of evidence or reason, and a lot of people are trying to block what's being said by sticking their fingers in their ears and chanting, la 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 la. And yet, it's not all noise. Real communication is occurring. A lot of the chatter, or at least its undercurrent, is deep, honest, and uncommonly meaningful. Gemini has a way of flitting here and there, gathering bits of information and making light. Instead of facilitating vanishing acts, though, its escape artist skills actually further exchanging and delivering information now. Its deftness and maneuverability lighten the weightiness that pervades life. These traits are opening minds and communication channels and loosening lips. This moon tricks us into speaking our hearts and expressing emotions with more focus and directness than Gemini's usual now you see me, now you don't proclivity. The moon's lineup challenges us to step into responsibility, maturity, and commitment. To pull this off, aspects of our being have to give way. This means linking our emotions to our minds and mouths, particularly if that's not the norm, and particularly if we've been holding feelings back. The moon is in a tight adjustment aspect to Saturn, planet of adulting, and in his serious goal-oriented home sign of Capricorn. This link is alone sufficient to ground Gemini's high-flying ways, but Saturn has company that's pouring focus and desires into this imperative. One companion has been with him all year, Pluto, the agent of unavoidable change. This combo has been reworking foundations, institutions, and family structures, and is heading for a one-time exact conjunction in January. Look for this full moon to light up emotional, communication, and philosophical adjustments that A, grow out of this year's changes, and B, are prerequisites to January's meeting. Their current way station is intensely personal because of Saturn's other companion. She is smack between him and Pluto, Venus, goddess of love, money, creativity, and all we value. She's in a hard-nosed and uncompromising mode, wanting only what is solid, reliable, durable, and of lasting worth. Sandwiched between these two titans, she's calculating to an extreme. She has no time or tolerance for trivialities. She means business. In a sense, she's between a rock and a hard place. You may be feeling that in some area of your life, and this moon will light up the tweaks the situation now requires. This trio is creating the bedrock underlying this full moon. Saturn and Pluto are boxing in our desires, our relationships, our finances, and on a fundamental level, what we want to create in our lives. It's time to commit to them or let them go. Fish or cut bait, as Texas trial lawyers are wont to say. Forces outside us are taking care of some of this. With Pluto in the mix, there's a palpable sense of fate or higher will at work. At the same time, our own inner workings are behind some of this as well. We are drawing lines, hitting limits, streamlining priorities and goals, and making them non-negotiable. The process has a drive to confront lies, illusion, and deceptions, including ones we have foisted upon ourselves. The sun and the moon are on the fading side of a T-square to Neptune, weaver of dreams and keeper of the cosmic fog machine. The pressure could escalate confusion and more, but it could also push them to a point of dissipating, with the intensity dumping out into practical, discerning Virgo. The pressure could also soften no-nonsense decisions and developments from the Venus-Saturn-Pluto calculations. Because Neptune is in a cooperative link to that trio, compassion, understanding, and higher wisdom is available to us. All we have to do is ask, or look up, or within, and accept it. Follow the impulses of this full moon wherever they lead. Think, gab, chatter, and above all, listen to the still, quiet voice that lurks within the noise and cuts through the static. That voice is instrumental in wrapping up this year and heading into 2020. And on a mundane note, this full moon is smack on Donald Trump's Gemini Sun, Sagittarius Moon opposition. Watch the volume crank up. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcast, and book a session with me. You'll find lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am deeply grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I'm on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited in the group The Astro Insight Lounge, on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.